This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, good evening. Wednesday night. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I finally remembered that one. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, back in the days of Eisenhower, and maybe even Reagan to a certain degree, the State of the Union address was, it was an occasion. It was meant to deliver to Congress the executive's version or his belief about the State of the Union, as well as to recommend policies to fix the issues currently facing the Union. And given the stature and respect of those delivering the remarks, the State of the Union addresses were events that Americans look to for real substance, reassurance, and even inspiration. Now, since Bill Clinton discovered that the States of the Union provided an excellent opportunity to present a political laundry list to his party supporters, we are lucky to get just one genuine fact that has not first been put through the ringer of highly paid speechwriters, political consultants, and party mouthpieces. Even guests of the first family have become political pawns. They're chosen to serve as human exclamation points to punctuate the cause du jour featured in the president's speech. This year we had the empty chair as the punctuation mark, a memorial to the victims of gun violence, except for the ones that were actually victims of the state, used by the president to shame Congress for its supposed inaction on gun control. Unfortunately for the country, the real empty chair is actually behind the Oval Office desk. For 7 years, we've been held captive as Obama periodically is bloviated about the need for tighter gun control, notably after each devastating tragedy involving firearms. Perfect example of this was the firearms town hall last week, in which carefully screened questions served up to the president repeated opportunities to deliver very long screeds about gun control with virtually no substance, much smoke and mirrors, a lot of lies, but a lot of whoppers. He is well established. I mean, he's never been loath to point fingers and use his presidential bully pulpit to try to shame supporters of the Second Amendment, often by name the NRA, as a proxy for all firearms owners as a whole. They have quite a bit of paranoia towards the NRA and its perceived omnipotence. And all Obama does is help perpetuate the myth that the 5 million dues-paying members are but a front for a secretive and unaccountable vast right-wing conspiracy controlled by, you guessed it, the gun industry. those notions about the NRA would be laughable. Except for this acerbic propaganda signals just how far removed he is from the sentiment of the nation, from the reality of the sentiment of the nation, while providing him an excuse for why he must go it alone in forging anti-gun policies by non-legislative executive actions, which mean nothing. There was no meaningful movement of the chains on that one. The only person he has to blame for the lack of meaningful action on gun crime is himself. And facts lend no support to his efforts either. Despite the heated rhetoric about gun crime following isolated mass shootings, a 2014 audit of federal prosecutions shows a dramatic decrease in federal gun crime prosecutions under Obama. Firearm investigations by his ATF also are in decline. He loves to explain away this drop in prosecutions of actual gun crimes, such as straw man purchases and possessions of firearms by felons, as a matter of cuts to ATF funding forced on him by a hostile Republican Congress. But the DOJ is the one setting the prosecutorial priorities, including for firearms violations. And when it comes to taking violent criminals off the street, it has not been a priority of the Obama administration. In the words of one gun control historian at George Washington University, commenting on shifting priorities at the Justice Department under Obama, there's more ideological cachet harassing Bubba at the gun show than getting a handle on gun crime. And with the further confusion created by his recent executive actions about who needs an FFL to sell a firearm, this harassment will only increase without any positive effect on gun violence. As a matter of fact, it won't matter at all. It won't matter at all. I don't see how it's going to increase at all, to be honest with you. Still waiting for that one. It was always unlikely that in his waning days as president that, you know, he would come to terms about the reality about firearms ownership and firearms crimes. Firearms ownership is up, firearm crime down. Or in the areas where he could have actually made a tangible impact on gun violence, he would finally take responsibility for failing because of his unwillingness to set aside politics and actually lead. So while the mainstream media and the left-wing blogosphere will gush over his vacant seat metaphor during his State of the Union, the only seat that really matters when it comes to protecting American citizens against individuals using guns with which to commit crimes is the one behind the president's desk in the Oval Office. Here's a problem, okay? It is a very well-known fact that gun ownership does not lead to crime, because it has it is bursting at the seams. There's so many guns out there now. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, having said all of that, he's very upset about that. He's very upset about that. He's not going to get to see carbon taxes. He's not going to get to see, one-payer, single-payer systems in the medical field, which is, you know, Obamacare was set up to fail so that we could go to single-payer. Right now, while everybody's saying, oh, well, you want to set aside Obamacare, which has only been in effect, what? How many years? It can't even really be firmly entrenched just yet. If you're going to set that aside, what have you got? And, of course, they don't have an answer for that one yet. They don't have an answer for that one yet. So, you know, Obamacare was always a setup for single payer. Remember that. It was never meant to be the end-all, be-all. But, bearing all of that in mind, the things he's not going to get to see are bothering him. They are bothering him. He doesn't like Hillary Clinton. He doesn't like Bill Clinton. All he wanted was his legacy. And while he was being quite condescending and, you know, telling the American people that if you just listen to me, things would be so much better, he was getting applauded for some reason. Anyway, we will be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, the lack of background checks for gun buyers plainly had nothing to do with any, really, of the mass shootings that have grabbed headlines over the past few years. The weapons used in those crimes were purchased legally from FFLs, which means they passed a background check. During this past town hall, of course, he nonetheless continued to tout background checks as a way to prevent mass shootings, which is one of the reasons that it is hard to trust him when he talks about common sense gun safety. Because, while at the same time he hinted at a different, more sophisticated rationale for expanding the federal background check requirement, based on the debatable assumption that new regulations can stop ordinary criminals from obtaining guns, as if somehow paperwork is an impediment. His emphasis on mass shootings is puzzling, not only because background checks demonstrably did not stop them, but also because they account for a tiny percentage of gun homicides and an even smaller share of gun-related deaths, two-thirds of which are suicides. So why does he keep citing mass shootings as an argument for expanded background checks? Well, they get a lot of attention, and they seem sort of scary to people like me and you. And partly because his more plausible arguments are more complicated. We know. because they talk to criminals. Criminals have indicated they rarely obtain their guns from a licensed dealer because they're legally required to perform a background check or from gun shows where many of the sellers are not. Closing that gun show loophole, which is actually an exception for gun owners who are not deemed to be engaged in the business of selling firearms, would therefore have very little direct impact on a criminal's access to a gun. Obama argues that it would have an indirect impact, though. He suggests that the point of requiring more background checks is not so much the checks themselves as the records they leave behind. He said those records could help identify people who buy guns in private transactions at gun shows with the intent of reselling them. Now, there is no data on how significant that type of source, if it actually even exists, how significant they are in supplying guns to criminals. They did a survey of 99 jailed inmates in Cook County, Illinois, and found they generally obtained guns from friends, relatives, or other people with whom they had prior relationships. The guns were all pretty old, too, 11 years on average, and they changed hands frequently. There is a subset of guns that exist that we don't know the numbers of. In the Cook County sample, theft was rarely the direct source of weapons, but it might be an important indirect source. Back in the early 1980s, a survey of about 1,900 incarcerated felons in 10 states found that 70% had obtained their most recent weapon by theft or from a source they knew or believed had stolen it. According to the Justice Department, 230,000 guns are reported stolen each year, so millions of such weapons are available to criminals. That source obviously would be unaffected by background checks or the records that accompany them. And a recent study of guns seized by police in Chicago. Duke University criminologist Philip Cook and three other researchers found that 15% of new guns that were sold within 2 years of confiscation and were taken from male gang members were first sold to a woman. That sort of straw purchase where someone with a clean record buys a gun for someone else who is not legally allowed to own firearms likewise would be unaffected by expanded background checks, although the penalty for that is a federal penalty. They could actually double down on that if they want to. Cook also found evidence that trafficking of guns originally purchased from Indiana gun stores played a significant role in arming Chicago gang members. Those transactions were already subject to background checks.
So the value of expanded background checks in preventing criminals from obtaining guns depends on the extent to which the intermediary, who, you know, they're currently happy to resell firearms with no questions asked, will suddenly start keeping records of those transactions if they are legally required to do so. This is why Obama prefers to talk about mass shootings, because the actual details of his plan and the way he and the way he intends to implement it is pretty stupid and demand, you know, it depends on a whole lot of variables that aren't really givens, you know. Hi there. I am a fence and I sell guns. Come to my trunk. Look at my guns here. Oh, before you take off, I do have to run some paperwork on you. Yeah, that's happening. That is happening. Last night, after the State of the Union, my governor, Nikki Haley, was the GOP reply to what the president had to say. And I got to tell you, United States, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for a lot of reasons, and we're going to go into those in the next segment. But, I mean, I have long, right after she got elected, in 2010, I was a big supporter of hers in 2010. Not anymore. Not anymore. No. South Carolina, with a lot of people, there was this guy named Chad Connolly. He was going to be the salvation of the state GOP. And his campaign to become the chairman of the state GOP was, it was interesting. And there were a lot of people vying for that position. And a lot of backstabbing and everything else going on, because South Carolina politics are like a lot like Chicago. So he got elected to state GOP, and now he works for the Republican National Conference, and the guy in charge of the state GOP was never elected. But we'll talk about my gov when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming live, coming to you live. Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When it comes to Donald Trump, there's a couple of truths we need to get out of the way, okay? He's been a big employer of illegal aliens, and he has switched parties five times that I can count. And his commitment lends itself to a whole lot of doubt when you take those things into consideration. Mainstream Republican people, though, see him as the Antichrist. Tuh. One thing is indisputable, though. One thing is indisputable. Right now, he's polling higher than anybody else on the Republican side for the nomination of President of the United States. Now, people look at my governor, Nikki Haley, as a rising star, which... let me just tell you, it's hilarious, people. It is hilarious. I don't know about today. I do not know about today, but here's what I will tell you that I've heard. She used to have a chief of staff named Chris Pearson, and Chris Pearson, at least in her first term, would be spending his days early in the morning calling a Virginia political consultant to ask him what Nikki Haley's agenda should be for the day, and he would tell Chris Pearson that here is Nikki Haley's agenda for the day. She's light. She's as light a weight as you can find. And apparently she's not too smart either, because she's been touted by many people as this rising star, with being floated around that she might be a possible VP selection, vice president selection. So what does she do? And believe me, she wants to be the selection for VP. What does she do last night? She attacks. I mean, it boggles my mind. She attacks in a very offhanded method, which that also sort of irritates me a bit. I don't mind somebody getting in my face. People do it all the time, and then I get right back in theirs. I do unto others as they do to me. Fine. She was offhanded. She said, during anxious times, it can be tempting to follow the siren call of the angriest voice. Like, Trump is some irrational, angry child who dislikes foreigners. She said, we must resist that temptation. No one who is willing to work hard, abide by our laws, and love our traditions should feel unwelcome in this country. I don't disagree with you, Governor. However, that's not what he is talking about. That's not what we are talking about. And that's not what you were supposed to be talking about. So you love legal immigration. Yeehaw! You were actually speaking in code. This was the way liberals talk. They claim that the illegals haven't broken any laws if they haven't broken any additional laws besides the one they broke to get into the country illegally. They're not abiding by our laws if they came here legally. It was all legal to begin with. They're not out there having to abide by much as they aren't abiding by our traditions if they don't learn English. And we don't dislike foreigners, Nikki. We dislike foreigners who are here illegally. A distinction that seems to elude liberals, and apparently you too, Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina. She also added a caveat about her comments about welcoming immigrants, saying at the same time that does not mean we just flat out open our borders. We cannot continue to allow immigrants to come here illegally, and in this age of terrorism, we must not let in refugees whose intentions cannot be determined. That means stopping illegal immigration, and it means welcoming properly vetted legal immigrants, regardless of their race or religion. Just the other day, I think it was you, Raven. Raven in the chat rooms, Raven. Raven was telling me that the Syrians are in my town, which is fine. That's cool. Let the Syrians be in my town. They're welcome here, and if they blink the wrong way, and if they try to hurt anybody, and I'm around them, well, line up, and let's see, you know, what the breakdown is on the 72 versions. If she doesn't want open borders, and she doesn't want people to come here illegally, why did she say we should welcome anyone willing to work hard? She wants to have it both ways. She's sympathetic to illegal aliens, and that she dislikes Donald Trump. But what's worse, I mean, much worse, is that she's doing this during the Republican response to the Obama State of the Union. What a unified look that was. For the low-info voter, she made somebody look stupid. I don't know. I didn't watch her. I find it painful. Can't handle it. So much for the United Republican Front. Instead, she snipes at the Republican front runner. There are times and there are places when it is appropriate to criticize anyone, to criticize anybody. I mean, I'm certainly not above it. And this speech was not one of them. Now, for all of you who decry what has happened in this country to this point, over these 7 years with Obama, just these 7 years with Obama, okay? Let's just look at that. I mean, if you want to, you can say the 7 years with Obama, the 8 years with Bush, the 8 years with Clinton, the 4 years with Bush. However far you want to go back, if you want to decry that, that's fine. But one thing is most certainly going to happen in January of 2017. There's going to be a new president. A new president. Now, we have two choices. Until a third party comes along and is able to hang on to things and able to finance themselves to a degree to where they can be pertinent and stay in the game. Till that happens, we either have Republicans or Democrats. Period. Period. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't see a lot of difference between the two of them. However, you know, Trump is out there. He's saying that we got to protect the Second Amendment. Somebody that wants to protect the Second Amendment, either they don't know what they're talking about, which, you know, I don't know. I don't know about Trump. I don't know. Or they got, you know, allowing, you know, looking at America and saying, I think you should be armed American citizens. That's not exactly liberal. So, Nikki Haley's been talked up by places like Politico, and Huffington Post even talked about her speech today. Now I sort of wish that Trump gets the nomination so just so he can snub my governor, Nikki Haley, who unfortunately is young enough to be able to, you know, she'll be in her 50s. If there was 8 years of Trump, she'll only be in her early 50s when the next one comes along. So maybe he could have Ted Cruz as his nominee, and then we could have Ted Cruz for a while. Who knows? When we get back, we're going to talk about how do you curtail jihad. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next hour, first time this year, first time since we've been on in the evening, going to be joined by Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense. For all of you that are new, that have started showing up in the evening, this will be a treat for you because you've never heard the kind of stuff Sean's going to be talking about. That's coming up next hour. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, peoples, I think it's pretty well established that the current U.S. government is not capable of handling the so-called lone wolf attack, the San Bernardino type attack, you know, that kind of thing. So, once again, it is going to fall to the grassroots to curtail the threat. And it's a very simple thing. There's three simple steps. Number one, obtain appropriate weapons. Number two, learning all there is to know about their care and use. Number three, preparing ourselves to act in response to jihadi attacks. Now, thanks to President Obama, that first one is probably very largely done. In the past 7 years, millions of Americans have armed themselves, and not only with handguns, but with military-style long guns. As a matter of fact, there are so many military-style long guns that the market has cratered on that one. Another wave of purchases will greet his latest executive actions, which he claims are a response to the San Bernardino shootings, which is one of the lone wolf attacks we're talking about curtailing. A few more executive decrees, and we will have fully have achieved the state attributed to us by Admiral Yamamoto when he said, "You'll find a rifle behind every blade of grass." So, like the patriots of the Revolutionary era, we have taken those first steps. Those who are armed need to consider if they have the weapon necessary to overcome a potential jihadi threat. Those who have not yet purchased such weapons should do so. My walking around today, just to give you an example of what I was walking around with this Glock 21, this Agency Arms Glock 21. In the Agency Arms Glock 21, I have it loaded with Polycase Inceptor ammunition. This is a very hot 45 caliber ammunition. Exit's going about 1,150 feet per second. It does not come apart. That's a whole bunch of ouch. And that was designed. I don't know why it was designed. I'm carrying it because it's going to punch through a lot of things because of that. It's the tip of the
round looks like a drill bit. Okay. Now, after you, if you're just now purchasing, you're going to need to educate yourself in the function and capability of your weapon. Americans believe they have an instinctive understanding of weaponry handed down from the frontier frame of mind. Don't fall for that. Things have changed since the days of Daniel Boone. Learn basic weapons tactics. They're a little more complex. Many of them are sort of counterintuitive. If you're, I mean, in mobile operations in urban terrain, for example, as a rule of thumb, in a lot of cases, if you're like protecting a building, you don't want to be in the building. You want to be around the building. Okay? That seems counterintuitive, but that's just the way it is. And in today's world, in the 21st century, it's quite easy to find some of this stuff out. I mean, we've got YouTube. There's classes all over the place. The military mindset is not so much something that's in your head. It's developed through repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. It's developed in that thing about if this happens, then I start doing this. Today it is understood that all present must attack and attack relentlessly if you're attacked by somebody. It used to be in the case of an active shooter or, a lone wolf attacker that you would just flop over and pretend like you were dead. Now, the Department of Homeland Security would say throw the coffee cup, the desk phone, the computer keyboard. I happen to think some 9mm lead would be very good. Somebody's got its 88 Magnum. Raven has 88 Magnum in the chat room. Jihadi tactics. Check it out and see how they target things. And those things evolve and change over time just like anything else. Learn the warning signs of somebody who's been converted over to Islam. Muslim clothing, unkempt beards, sudden devotion to daily prayer, hostility and belligerence. Don't ignore those signs. With Farouk, who was just a guy, he was just a guy that worked somewhere, a neighbor saw the extremely suspicious activity on the part of Tashfeen Malik and Saeed Farouk, and refused to report them because he's afraid he'd be accused of profiling. Now, I don't even know if profiling even exists, to be honest with you. Enabling the massacre of dozens of your neighbors is a mortal sin. Profiling is a venial sin. So when the time comes, and it is highly unlikely, to say the least, that the FBI, Delta Force, and Homeland Security will appear out of the clouds, you had best be already in your posture to go, because it's going to take a moment. It's going to take a moment. Don't worry about being accused of profiling. That said, not everyone is capable of legal violence. Many women, the elderly, and certainly children should flee a terror attack. The rest of us, we should not. We cannot. We don't have that choice. We don't have that. And Big Polly has a good point here, which I had completely forgotten that. And I was with the four deployed Arab unit at Fort Campbell, Polly. When you see a Muslim that is clean shaven all of a sudden, well, he's getting ready to go to Allah. Check out Muhammad Atta's picture when he got on that plane. For you and I that can't run from a terrorist attack, you got to remember this. There's certain members that a citizen of any civilization must pay. We got to pay those dues. And defense of our loved ones and our fellows is one of them. Now, we don't know how all have to be John McClane. Most armed confrontations are going to stop when a weapon is produced. I saw a video today of a Frenchman who somehow or other had a concealed carry weapon, and some Muslims were walking up on him with baseball bats and everything, and he pulled aside his coat and they saw the weapon, and he stopped the movement. They still threw stuff at him, but they didn't make him pull the gun. The majority of criminals are going to break when they see the gun, and there's no reason to doubt that the type of loser attracted to Islamism, which is somebody with an axe to grind to, against somebody that wants to act out, what makes you think they're going to be any more resilient? If a firefight does happen, kill him. Suppress the attacker, prevent him from continuing his slaughter. Contain the attackers on a single floor or section of a public space and await the authorities. Do what you can do. When they get there, the police are going to be confused and they're going to be frightened and trying to discover what the right move is going to be. And somebody's going to have to step up and, you know, let them know what's going on. Hey, man, come over here. If you have to do it, you're going to have to do the deed yourself. This is not to say you're going to have to be his executioner. That's not really your place or mine, and in any case, it's better to have a whimpering misfit to display as the typical jihadi terrorist than a corpse that ISIS can raise to the level of being a martyr. But if it is warranted, if they simply will not stop, if they simply remain dangerous, then you are going to have to do the deed. The guys that attacked Garland were recent converts to Islam. One of them was out of Moore, Oklahoma, Alton Nolan. I think that's who it was. Was it? No, he was the guy that went to Vaughn Foods. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. The other two, I think, were also recent converts to Islam. Alton Nolan was the one that cut the head off of a woman while she was at work at Vaughn Foods. And Mark Vaughn, a part-time deputy, had to kill him to stop him. It has been done. We're going to go to the next hour. Coming up next, Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.